أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. We were discussing the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, and from this point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel. And this is also a very great lesson for us, so that we do not make the same mistakes that the Bani Israel made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them to remember His ni'mats and favors and fulfill the covenant and the command that was given to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ, then I will also fulfill your covenant. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, and bring iman on that which I revealed and sent down, which confirms that which is with you. So the Quran Sharif came to confirm the previous scriptures. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ, and do not be the first ones to disbelieve in it. This was more directed towards the leaders and the rabbis, that if you will disbelieve, then your followers will disbelieve, and the sin will be on you, because they will follow you. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, do not purchase a meager price in exchange of my verses. That when I have given you certain commands, you have got certain verses, instructions that have been given to you in your scriptures, don't now ignore those verses and do not leave it one side just for some worldly benefit, some worldly gain. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ, and fear me and fear me alone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. These people now, they knew very well that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final prophet. It was already in their scriptures. There were a lot of injunctions that were given to them that were clearly in the scriptures, were clearly in the books. But they tried to hide that knowledge, and they tried to confuse people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ, do not mix the truth with falsehood. So there was one group of people that knew, they knew those verses are there. So what they would do is, then they will give some fancy explanation. I know the verse is there, but it's got this explanation, that explanation. So they would mix the truth with falsehood. Like how in this era also, you find there is a very great effort being made, billions of dollars being spent literally to distort the true version of Islam and Deen. The kuffar have understood that they cannot stop the spread of Islam, because ulama explain Islam has got the effect of like a balloon. When you press it from one side, then it bulges out on the other side. So the more they're trying to suppress Islam, the more Islam is spreading. So now they have to think of something else. So how are they going to distort the pure and pristine Islam? Because they understand that the threat that is to them, the Islam that can rule the world, is the Islam that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum followed. When people come onto that Islam, the real, pure, pristine form of Islam, then they can drop any power on the surface of this earth. There's no power that is too powerful for them. We saw it in the time of Sahaba. Open the books of history and read the conquest of Sahaba. Sometimes you're getting in a battle, 3,000 Sahaba. In the Kuffar, 200,000 enemies. 3,000 Sahaba, 200,000. You can't fathom. And that 200,000 people were people that were well chained, big size, sometimes double the size. That's how big they were. They came with the best equipment, the best equipment, the best warfare they had. You can't fathom. Even the kuffar leaders and the kings at that time, they were completely confused. They couldn't understand what is happening. How is this group of small group of people conquering and overpowering such large armies? So that was the power of true Islam. You know, when you have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're not prepared to compromise in your deen, when sunnah means everything to you. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the superpowers of that time, they were not worried about them. Who y'all are? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's what will go. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to eat in a certain way, we will eat in that way. You can say what you want to say, you can think what you want to think. It doesn't bother us. They never worried. They were never concerned. They never influenced. No one could influence them. The only influence that they had was that of the sunnah. That was what dominated their lives. That was what was the criteria of the truth for them. The sunnah. Did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do this or he didn't do it? He didn't do it. Finish. There's no further discussion. No further deliberation. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this, we have to do it. So this already happened in the Bani Israel. As I mentioned now, there is a very great effort for this to happen. And there are some in the Arab world, you are getting leaders that are openly saying that we want to bring now a moderate Islam. So they're not using the word modern, they're using moderate. As so to say that till now, there wasn't a moderate Islam. Our Islam is already a religion of moderation. This ummah is a ummah of moderation. But they want to bring a modern Islam, so conveniently, they will take a lot of things out of the equation. Now they'll tell you, see, before they should tell you Bukhari and Muslim. You will hear from the Arab countries, they're telling you Bukhari and Muslim, they want to hear the hadith from there. But now they're telling you that the majority of the narrations in Bukhari and Muslim also you can't use it now. Can't use it anymore. Because how are they going to take it out? So that's the way now they'll bring some new principle of how you analyze hadith, etc. So this is very, very dangerous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Bani Israel. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't mix the truth with falsehood. You're giving some fancy explanation. Fancy explanation. Till now it happens. Some years ago, in the Christians and the Jews. These were proper religions that came. Anbiya alayhimu salam came to these people. They had direct, like how we got directives, they had directives, they had commands. So they had some, I think SAFM was a talk show, and they were interviewing some very big priest or bishop, whatever he was, and they spoke to him about this LGBTQ and homosexuality. Now the Bible is clearly prohibiting this thing. Till now, the Bible prohibits alcohol, the Bible prohibits pork, it prohibits usury, interest, the Bible prohibits carrion. You know, we so particular, halal and haram, animal must be slaughtered properly, you must say Bismillah, and if you don't slaughter it properly, then that's called carrion, it's called meta. So the Bible got all this, till now, although so much of distortion happened in the Bible still got it now. So they're asking this person, this big bishop or whoever he was. So I'm giving it to you in my own words. He just minced his words. Basically he said the Bible is outdated. The Bible was for that time. The Bible was for that time. People's emotions were different at that time. Their feelings were different at that time. Now people's emotions and feelings have changed. So because they got different feelings, they incline towards this type of filth, you know, it's complete filth, all this homosexuality. And because they are inclined to this year now, So now the rule will have to be changed now. So when they wanted to scrap the rule, they just scrapped it. Said, no, that was for that time. So Allah Ta'ala is commanding them, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't join truth to falsehood. وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ. And do not conceal the truth. So one class of people, they knew that there was a verse. So they had to give them some fancy explanation. And another class of people, they never knew. So they were concealing the truth. They never told them. They never told them this is what the scriptures are saying. وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Whereas you know very well, Allah Ta'ala is commanding these people now, you got knowledge, you know very well what you're doing, you're just doing it for some worldly gain, for some worldly benefit. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاءَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Now you come into Islam, accept the Quran Sharif, and establish salah. Establish salah, give zakah, and read namaz with those who read namaz. There's two explanations given for warka'u ma'arraqeen. This refers to ruku. So one is make ruku with those who make ruku, meaning read namaz. Read namaz in jamaat. Read namaz in congregation. And the other explanation is that be humble. Adopt humility with those who have humility. So ulama explained that all these ibadat that have been prescribed for us, and was also prescribed to them because they have to also follow these injunctions. So namaz will decrease the love for fame. One of the problems they had love for fame in their hearts. They wanted fame, they wanted prominence. So they didn't want to tell the truth because they felt if they're going to speak the truth, they're going to lose their positions. So namaz will decrease the love for fame. Zakat will decrease the love for wealth. This is another sickness, love for wealth. So the more you give zakat, the more you give sadaqah, this will decrease the love for wealth. And then they had a lot of hasad and jealousy, so that is why humility was prescribed, that you become humble, bring humility in your life. The more you become humble, then all this jealousy will leave your heart. Because you get jealous when you feel that you are entitled to something. You know, I am entitled, I am a better person, I am a greater person, I supposed to get it, why I didn't get it, why he got it. You think like that because of pride, because of arrogance. But when you become humble and you feel you are no one, and you're not deserving of anything, then that jealousy will also leave the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.